Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. The Oneida County Department on Aging has agreed short-term to help the Oneida County Transit Commission help keep the books balanced. The commission Thursday approved the contract. The bus service, known as Northwoods Transit Connections, has had some fiscal shortfalls in its first year, many caused by lack of payment by federal and state governments, and also some unexpected costs associated with growth. Commission Chair Irv Teichmiller said the problem is akin to a person good in one area of business, but not in another.
The person who started the business was exceptionally good at selling, but wasn't particularly good at bookkeeping. It wasn't until the person realized that they had gifts that they needed to spend their time at, and other gifts they shouldn't try to spend their time at, and needed to get that assistance. And we've decided that that's where we need to be.
The Department on Aging will provide up to 7.5 hours of help with the commission books in the first quarter to help smooth out revenues and expenses. The commission has been working with parent counties, Oneida and Vilas, to see if they could help out during the times when the federal and state money hasn't come in. Ridership has been increasing, says transit manager Jim Altenberg. They charge $1 or $2 one way per trip. He says last summer they had 6 buses running in some areas to keep up with demand, but they've cut back now to keep within the restrained budget. Altenberg outlines the December numbers.
We're not final yet, but we're very close. My numbers through the month of December were 3,072.
That projects out to about 52,000 rides during the year. This week was a hearing in Madison on a bill to strip the DNR of funding to manage wolves, with the exception of paying out for wolf depredation. The developers of the legislation, including State Senator Tom Tiffany, feel it's a way to prod the federal government into taking action to delist the wolves from federal endangered species protections, returned to those protections by federal courts. But a spokesperson for the Humane Society of the United States says regardless of the intent of the bills, the consequences could be widespread. That's the thought of Wisconsin Director Melissa Tedrow.
Many different groups who showed up, all of us can sense that AB 712 is a bad bill. It endangers scientific research. It obstructs law enforcement, puts our ecosystems in jeopardy, and really ignores the will of the majority of Wisconsinites who want wolves protected.
Tedrow says she hopes legislators are willing to sit down with various groups and talk about the issues before acting.
Take another approach to getting what they want when it comes to wolves, maybe bringing all of us to the table, talking about, you know, some sort of compromise, but this is an extreme measure and it really does deserve to just die where it is.
Tedrow says the Humane Society of the United States is opposed to the sport hunting of wolves, and right now Wisconsin law mandates a wolf hunt. She says they favor wolves staying on the federal list. Deer hunters, farmers, and others have strongly favored returning management of wolves to the state, where wolves can be taken after predation of farm animals and to control the size of the wolf population. Some hunters have said the wolves have a negative effect on deer populations. A companion bill in the Senate is getting a hearing next Tuesday in Madison. And Wisconsin DOT said there are reasons to change Eagle River's Pine Street from the intersection of Highway 4570 East to Bridge Street from 4 lanes to 3 to a small group Wednesday was due to lower than expected traffic volume, crashes, and old pavement that needs replacement. When built, the 4-lane was expected to have 20,000 vehicles per day, but current volume is 11,600. DOT project engineer Jed Peters said in the last 10 years, there were 168 crashes, with 35 causing injury and one death in that short road stretch. While the road width would not change, the lane configuration would be modified to have one travel lane in each direction rather than two and a center turn lane. One person titled the center turn lane as the, quote, suicide lane, end quote, with drivers using it to pass slower vehicles. Most were concerned about drivers speeding and with not slowing for pedestrians in crosswalks, simply laying on their horns. When asked, DOT indicated they would not be obligated to mark a designated bike lane. A new sidewalk will be installed from Main Street East to Tuss Street and past the Shell Station. The project is expected to start in the fall of 2019 at a cost estimate of $1.2 million using 90% federal funds. And the state is offering a program for hunters and others to help improve wildlife populations on private and public land called Deer Management Assistance Program, or DMAP. Program coordinator Bob Knack says while hunters focus on deer, the program is good for all kinds of wildlife.
Really a program that is intended to work with hunters and landowners to do habitat improvements on private and public land that benefits all kinds of wildlife, depending on the interest of the landowner. A lot of people have specific interest in deer, and so discussions often focus in those areas. But really it's a wildlife habitat improvement program.
Knack says for more information, go to the DNR website and in the search box, put DMAP. The forecast for tonight, windy with a 50% chance of snow with a low around 3 above. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight in the Lake Superior snowbelt. Friday, mostly sunny and cold with a high near 8. And Friday night, partly cloudy, low around 9 below. Wind chill values 15 to 25 below. Saturday, sunny and cold, a high near 6. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.